The next trait or attribute in the Kinyanei Torah is known as Hamachavein Es Shmu'aso. So exactly how to translate Machavein and what the context is ends up being the source of the debate in the Mefarshim as they understand this Midah. But there seems to be a predominant consensus, at least, that the Es Shmu'aso alludes to the fact that we're talking about how a student will understand or record his teacher's teachings, the shmuos, the things that he heard from his teacher. So the first predominant view, actually suggested by the earliest Mefarshim here in Pirkei Avos, Rashi and his student, the Machzor Vitri, both understand that we're referring to how a student will quote his teacher's teachings. Rashi says, Kishu mora hora machavin ba'oso inyin sh'amar lo rabba. Avol einu mosif davar lomar shekach amar lo rabo elim kin amar lo rabo. A person should be very careful that when they are repeating the Rebbe's teachings, they don't add anything, they don't presumably change anything, but rather repeat it exactly faithfully as they heard it. Or as the Machzor Vitri says, she'enu mechavein lo lehosif aleha v'lo legro mimena. Right? Don't add, don't subtract, but rather accurately and faithfully report the teachings of your Rebbe. This idea comes up in numerous other places in Chazal, the Mishnah in Idios, she'adam chayav lomar lashon b'lashon rabo, and the Gemara in Brachos, mem zayin amud aleph, as well as in Shabbos, tesvav amud aleph, chayav adam lomar b'lashon rabo. A person must teach faithfully and record faithfully his Rebbe's teachings. A analog to this is the Gemara in Brachos earlier on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis that describes someone who doesn't do this. Ha'omer davar shelo shama mipi rabo gorim lo l'shchina shetestalik miYisrael. It's on a list of things which are very negative and will cause a departure of the Shechina. But I think importantly, the Maharsha explains, and I think this is relevant, to the Rashi and the Machzor Vitri here in Pirkei Avos, the Maharsha explains there on Brachos Chav Zayin that we're talking specifically about if you actually are quoting your Rebbe, then you must do so faithfully. It did not mean to say that you can only quote things that you've heard from your Rebbe. Again, the Gemara did say in the earlier sources, or the Mishnah Idios, Chayav Adam Lomar B'Loshon Rabo, but I think the Maharsha is correct if we can transpose what he says in one Gemara to the other Gemaras and to our parak here, that we're talking specifically about if you quote him, then it must be precise, accurate, etc. But as the Maharsha says, Efshar Lomar Davar She'eno Misvara Lo Amra, you're allowed to argue Misvara if you think of something that you never heard from your Rebbe, or you think of something differently than the way your Rebbe said it. We have, as the Maharsha says many times, where people say their own independent Svaras. It's hard to believe that that's what the Gemara, or that's what our Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is describing. But rather, again, I think Rashi or Machzor Vitri mean, if you're quoting your Rebbe, eno mosif, eno megareya, don't add, don't subtract, don't change. It is interesting to note that on that Gemara in Brachos Chasayin, Rabbeinu Yonah actually has a different message, which perhaps relates to our Brice as well, and it's certainly worth keeping in mind. Rabbeinu Yonah says that al ha'omer davarish b'shem rabo af shelo shamo mipiv, that it was specifically referring to don't quote your Rebbe about something that you actually never heard from him. You assume that's what he said, you heard secondhand that's what he said, you think that's what he said. Then if you can't be 100% sure that this is what you heard from your Rebbe, then don't quote him by name, because then you might be even with the best of intentions, you might be misquoting him or misattributing something that, in fact, he never actually said. And this seems to be the explanation of the Rambam as well there in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perkei Halacha Tes. So the Rambam says, Lo yomar davar shelo shama mirabo, ad shiaskir shem omro. And again, at first glance, this Rambam seems to be hard to understand. Don't say anything you did hear from your Rebbe, which again, literally understood in isolation, sounds like a tremendous intellectual straitjacket. Never quote anything you didn't hear from your Rebbe. And yet, in the very next breath, ad shiyaskir shem omro. It's qualified by saying, unless you mention the name of the one who said it. So it's a little bit confusing, but the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam, in essence, the way the Rabbeinu Yonah on the Gemara said it. Sh'im yomar b'stam yitlu zot b'rabo. That the Kesef Mishnah is saying that the Rambam is going even further, that if you have something you dafka heard from somebody else, or it's your own, then make sure to make that attribution. Because if you're known as a student of Rabbi Ploni, then if you just say something stam without, people might just assume that it was from your Rebbe. And that is also a mistake if, in fact, you did hear from him. It may not even be his held and believed position. So in all these cases, what I think emerges is not, as I say, an intellectual straitjacket. This is not saying that you can't think on your own, you can't quote other people, you can't have your own ideas. Rather, what it means is, in the way Rashi in the Machzor Virchri put it, in the more limited sense, from the Mishnah and Adios, and the Gemara and Brachos Mem Zayin, when you quote your Rebbe, be absolutely precise, don't change anything, be faithful to exactly what he said. And if you add the Mefarshim on the Gemara and Brachos on Chav Zayin, I think it also emerges that you have to be careful when you're quoting other people to make sure people know that's not your Rebbe. And as the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam, even if you're quoting something stam, that can be a problem if people might make a mistake and think that was from your Rebbe. But the ultimate explanation here, Mechavein HaShemua, so if you put it all together, again, I think means that one is faithfully reporting the teacher's teachings, the lessons you've learned from your teacher, and concomitantly at the same time, when you're quoting things on your own or from other people, make sure people know that so that even that type of mistake does not happen with your Rebbe's teachings. A second different understanding is suggested by the Medrash Shmuel. And he understands here, hamchavein es shmuaso, not just to be precise when recording a teaching the way Rashi and the Machzor Vitri does, but rather he focuses on mchavein mi lashon kavana. You have to get to the true kavana of what your teacher said. A person who understands the kavana of the Shmuel, the true intent, the true meaning of what the teacher said, that's one who will have a kinyan Torah. As the Medrash Shmuel writes, "Hakavana ki tzara shelo yihet ka'osav hatamidim hametzaf tzafim v'hamahagim." Don't just be the type of student who just can parrot back by rote, even if it's balpeh, and even if his memory is amazing, who can just repeat back and parrot back what he heard from his teacher. But nevertheless, ein bam tavuna leida shoresh kavanas hashmuel v'ha'halacha. But don't really understand the true intent and depth of the teacher. Even though they know how to repeat it, Baal Peh, says the Medrash Shmuel, im kol zeh kasher lo yochlu l'chavein kavanas ha-shmuel v'yisoda. But if they can't truly get to the heart of the matter, don't understand the essence, the real amkus, the depth of the teacher's teaching, b'zeh tishar ha-shmuel takua b'libo. Because it's only if a person has the true, what he calls kavanas ha-shmuel v'yisoda, truly understands the intent and the depth of the teacher, that's the only way that a person will truly remember it. There's a direct correlation, says the Medrash Shmuel, between comprehension and recall and memory. And if you just repeat things on a superficial level without that, kavanas hashmua, mechavin hashmua, so then a person will not likely be able to maintain his learning. The Maharal actually has basically the same idea, and actually the Maharal has a slightly different nusach than all the other Mefarshim. Instead of saying hamachavein es shemuaso, the way we've been saying it until now, if you look in Derech HaChaim, the Maharal's list of attributes, he refers to this one as hamevin es shemuaso, which, you know, then, you know, the cat's out of the bag. That's clearly consistent with what we just saw from the Medrash Shmuel, where the Medrash Shmuel understands hamachavein milashon kavana, understanding the intent of your teacher. So that's what the Maharal says in more plain Hebrew, so to speak, hamevin es shmuaso. But the Maharal does add a little bit of a twist, and he points out that it specifically requires us not just to listen carefully, but I would, in my words, I would call it, the Maharal says, to be tenacious. Ratzalomar kasher shama davar betamudo hevin es hashmua veino makabel es hashmua ad sheyevinosa. In other words, if there's something that doesn't sit right with you, something you don't truly understand, then don't accept it. Don't just say, okay, and then, you know, try to think about it later or something like that. Don't, so to speak, let your teacher off the hook. Don't stop the learning process until you're sure you truly understand. As opposed to a whole other group of students who are willing to accept things even if they don't understand it, and then they just say, "Va'omer, halo kach kabalti." You ask them a question, hey, it doesn't really make sense, something's missing, there's a gap, and they just answer, "What can I tell you? Kach kabalti. This is what I heard from the teacher. This is what I heard in Shir. So the Maharal is saying, no, be tenacious. Don't let go. Don't say you're done with something. Don't say you understand it unless you truly understand it. Maharal also adds another interesting point we may have forgotten about one of the earliest of our Shurim in the series, one of the earliest on the list of the Memches Kinyani Torah was called Binas Halev. So at least prima facie, the Maharal says, Binas Halev sounds like, you know, really understand your learning. Is not the same thing as Hamevi and Hashemuaso. So the Maharal just points out Lishitaso that he thinks no, they accomplish the same goal of understanding and retaining, but they are in different ways. Binas Halev, says the Maharal, is concentration. Shiitin Libo, Kishamakabel Mirabo, you should truly really be concentrating, paying attention. Vimlo Yase Lo Yikabel Chachma, because if you don't do that, you're just not gonna be able to really understand or retain the Chachma. Says the Maharal, that's why much later in the list now we have Machaven, or he calls it Mevina Shimuaso, and that is that even if you've concentrated, something might not make sense. And therefore, Tzarach Shi'amod al Hashemua, V'lo Yikabel Hashemua, Shibiyado, Ad Shehivina. But this basic idea, which again I think emerges both from the Maharal and the Medrash Shmuel here, has broader basis and sources in Chazal, just to mention a few of them. We've seen in earlier Shurim, the Gemara in Erev, in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Bnei Yehuda were much more successful at retaining their learning because they were Golu Masechta. And Rashi explains that what is Golu Masechta? They made sure to explain and understand what they were learning, and they were Medayek and everything until they truly understood. Yerushalmi and Brachos, Daf Hei, Parakei, Halacha Aleph, Amrei Tanchum, Hasover Talmudo, Veloba Mehera, Hu Mishkach. If you truly understand, you get the svar of your learning, then Loba Mehera, you will not soon forget it. And a really interesting interpretation is suggested by the Rashash in a Gemara which seems to be counterfactual. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, quotes the name of Rava, Laolam Ligris Inish, Afal Gav de Mishkach, Afal Gav Lo Yada Mai Kamar. That a person should always be gurus, should always be learning, repeating his learning, so to speak, even though he may forget it, even if he never even understood it. It certainly sounds like there's some benefit just to the learning and repetition by rote. The Gemara darshens a pasuk in Koheles, Perek Beis, pasuk Tes, Ba'af Chachmasa, Amdali, Torah Shilimadati, Ba'af. Excuse me, I'm sorry. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, on the Perikuf Yutes, Pasuk Chaf, Shne'emar, Garsa Nafshi, Letova, that my heart is shattering with yearning for the Torah. And the Gemara Darshan's Garsa Ksiv, that it's shattering, which Rashi explains is when you break up wheat or barley, you know, from one into two or from two into four. So you are breaking it down into smaller pieces. But the Gemara says, "V'lo ksiv tachna," but you're not really grinding it into a fine flour. So there's a little bit of understanding, but not truly, truly understanding it. That's garsa nafshi l'tova. That's what the Gemara says. So it certainly sounds a very interesting teaching by Rava, and if anything, maybe the opposite of what we've learned. But the Rashash there on that Gemara, so he understands this slightly differently. He says, no, when the Gemara says that you should always be garis, that even though, even if you forget, and even if you don't understand, so the Rashash says they're not two things, but rather there is one thing. Nira deratzalomer, the idea she'eino lomeid bi'iyun uba'omek, mishkach maher. If you don't learn bi'iyun, if you don't learn ba'omek, you don't truly understand it, then you are much more likely to forget. So the Rashash understands that the Gemara is saying, listen, even if you can't understand something in a, you know, as well as possible, which is going to lead to you forgetting, you shouldn't necessarily give up. But rather, as Rashi there explains, Merov ta'avaso, because you have such a desire for learning, or, you know, your limitations, or as Rashi also there says in the Gemara, maybe your Rebbe's limitations in explaining it to you. So don't give up on your learning. But nevertheless, garsa nafshi l'tava, because of your tremendous taiva, you'll still learn anyway. Okay, that's an important musr. But stepping back, objectively, says the Rashash, the same idea we've been seeing. The more superficial you're learning, the more likely it is that you will forget, or the sooner you will forget it. So that is the second interpretation here of this understanding, this midah here by the Medrash Shmuel and the Maharal with some other supportive sources, that Hamchavein es Shmuaso really is, as the Maharal called it, Mevin es Shmuaso. Truly understand the Kavana, understand the what your Rebbe was really trying to say, understand in depth from its basis, that you can understand it fully and therefore retain it. A third and final interpretation, which is really, I would say, very related, closely related, almost a twist of this second one, but unlike this idea of the Maharal or Medrash Shmuel that understood Mechavein Milashon Kavana, or intent, understanding your teacher's intent, another way of looking at it is Milashon Kivun, straighten out your teacher's words. And this is the interpretation that is offered by the Tiferes Yisrael, and is mentioned among others by Rabbi Lau and his Yachel Yisrael. The Lashon of the Tiferes Yisrael here in the Yochin says, Rotzal Omar, Af Kishadivrei Rabbo Sodshim Zedzeh Yatriach Lechovnam. Even if your Rebbe's words don't make sense, not just that you don't understand, but some are even deeper, they're contradicting themselves, just fundamentally, there's something wrong, it seems, with what your Rebbe said. He's wrong. So instead of just giving up either, quickly, rather, Mechavein Es Shmuaso, Yatriach lechavnam, straighten them out, get them to be mechuvanim, get them to be straight, get them to make sense, work hard to truly make sense out of what your Rebbe said. And this is really connected to our previous year on the previous Midah, where the Tiferes Yisrael had said on Hamachkim Es Rabo, so Tiferes Yisrael had said that Machkim meant to elevate your Rabbi, view him as a Chacham, view him in the best eyes, so that even when things look confusing, you won't give up quickly, but rather will endeavor. So if you have Machkim Es Rabo, then you will Mimela come to Mechavein Es Shmuaso. That's how these two the last two Midos work hand in hand, according to the Tiferes Yisrael. So work hard to try to find sources, to resolve, to be Mechavein, so to speak, straighten out, to make consistent your Rebbe's teaching, even if it's not necessarily obvious or apparent initially what he was getting at or how it makes sense. So in the interpretation of Mechavein, I think, is definitely different, and it's a slightly different nuance, but in a broader sense, it's similar to this previous idea that we saw from the Medrash Shmuel and the Maharal, that it has to do with the level of understanding and effort you put in to truly understanding and thereby retaining your teacher's teachings, as opposed to the initial interpretation we saw primarily from Rashi and Machzor Vitri, which has to do with faithfully reporting and giving over and retelling your teachers.